Greetings, young people. I will be speaking in English, and I believe 99.9% of us will understand. Everyone, please, who has their Bibles, would you please open to Matthew chapter 24? And we will be reading from verse 32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know the summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour our Lord doth come. I would like to look at 4 points from the passage that I was just read. First, I would like to look at verse 32 and 33. Jesus Christ here calls us to pay attention. If we look, he brings up the parable of the fig tree. And he is saying that we need to pay attention here, as with the parable, if we look at a fig tree. Also, I'm sure we hear a lot about the end of times, a lot of people saying that the end of times are near, all sorts of examples are being brought up, all sorts of facts. So that's the first thing I want us to see is the call to pay attention. Secondly, we see a parallel comparison that Jesus Christ brings up with the time of the days of Noah and the second coming. And we see here, the first thing we see there is Jesus Christ is pointing out the basic appearances of life. And that's in verse 38, we see eating, drinking, marrying, and giving into marriage. That is what we see on a daily basis in our lives. Jesus Christ is pointing out so we can relate here. Our time. And third of all, importantly, I would like us to see is if we look in verse 39, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. If we look in a parallel Bible or in the Russian translation, we see the word did not think, or не думали, as we see. And I think this is what's important that we see here. This is the life today. If we can relate to this, you know, in this generation of technological advancement, this world is more and more promoting the principle of not to think, promoting young people, promoting the generation, growing the generation in living life, not thinking what we did yesterday, not thinking of what we're going to do tomorrow. And finally, I would like us to see that Jesus Christ calls us in verse 42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour our Lord doth come. And I think also if we see the translation in the Russian, we could translate it as be sober. And I think this is very critical in our lives. We have to watch. We have to make sure we know. That the Lord is coming, and that we should live in readiness, how we heard yesterday, who was here, the 3 points of checking ourselves if we are really ready to meet him. And I would like to challenge every one of us today so that we would watch, reevaluate our lives, and see, do we really live our life, and we want to meet the Lord that is coming soon. Amen.